Are you offering overnight stays in your home through Airbnb or another short-term rental platform? If so, you may soon need to have a business license from the city, complete with safety inspections and insurance requirements. During its Monday evening meeting, City Council voted 11-1 to direct city staff to craft such a bylaw, with a follow-up report expected by the end of the year, followed by public consultation and potential adoption from council. Dan Gibson was the only council member present who objected to the idea, with particular concern about an amendment which opens the door for short-term rentals to be limited to the owner's primary residence. To limit it to principal residence, in my mind, is incredibly restrictive, he said, suggesting there are people using short-term rentals as a major part of their financial retirement plan. Mike Salisbury was absent from the meeting. Let the community have input on this, stated Cowan. Rodrigo Galler, who noted people using that strategy would still have the option of offering long-term rentals. I know how important a healthy housing stock is to my colleagues, added Cowan. June Hoffland, who brought forward the amendment with Galler. We want to get people into houses long-term. If ultimately approved, city staff suggest the 2023 license fees include a $241 inspection and a $208 application fee, with a $224 renewal fee in future years. In preparing the report and recommended bylaw, city staff is to consult with key stakeholders. As of Monday morning, Airbnb promoted the rental of 121 Guelph locations that night. In addition, an amendment from councillors Kathy Downer and Leanne Caron will see city staff investigate and report back with options regarding the regulation or licensing or long-term rentals in the city for all buildings containing three or fewer rental units. It's not just student housing, commented Downer, noting there are rental units without appropriate health and safety measures in place, such as emergency exits from basement units. Perhaps property owners offering long-term rentals will need to register with the city rather than be licensed, Downer noted. I'd like to see all those options. That amendment was unanimously approved.